أنا مريم فرج من فلسطين وبالضبط من مخيمة.
I am Mariam Faraj from Dehesha camp in Palestine. I'm a refugee
and I have a right to live like anyone my age anywhere.
I'm a part of Ibda Cultural Center where I can get some of the rights I can't get because of the Israeli occupation. Now, I'm on the first floor of Ibda where there is a computer room and small meeting room. On the second floor is a guest house for visitors and volunteers from all over the world. The third floor is where we have trained the dance troupe and have celebrations and events. On the fourth floor is where we have a restaurant and cafe. Now, I will tell you about the different groups at the Ibda Cultural Center. The first is the Health Committee. To learn more, we will hear from Wissam Hassanat.
طبعا دائرة الصحية في مؤسسة إبداع تشكلت بشهر 6.
إبداع Health Committee, we established it in June 2003. We help many children suffering from the poor vision and we collect for them many glasses. We work with children suffering from the deafness and we bring for them the hair aids. We have helped around 80 children with surgery and we are working to do health education such as conference for the women health in Palestine, another conference for the nursing in Palestine, and we have another program for the mental health. We did summer camp for the children and we have crisis management for the Ibda children members, and we have a program for the diabetic patients to bring the medications and to give them more education about this disease.
والدائرة الثانية عنا هي دائرة الرياضة.
The second group is the sports club, which includes soccer, basketball, swimming, volleyball, table tennis, and also the first women's basketball team in all of the camps. To learn more about women's basketball, I will speak with Ahlam. Hello Ahlam, tell us when you established the basketball team.
It was
in the year 2000.
كيف كانت نظرتك للفريق؟
How was the team when you joined?
كنت من أوائل البنات اللي دخلوا هذا الفريق. كان عندي حب إني أفوت.
I was one of the first girls to join this team, and I loved to be a part of Ibda. I had a chance to be part of the first women's basketball team in all of the Palestinian refugee camps.
أهلا شكرا.
Now, I will tell you about the art group. I will speak with Aysar, the third generation of the Ibda Cultural Center, dance troupe. Tell us why you joined the dance troupe.
ممكن تحكي لنا ليش دخلت الفرقة؟
أكيد في اتجاهات كثير الإنسان إنه يعبر عنها. في طرف
There are many ways for the children to express themselves. Some choose throw stones, some choose our ways. I choose dabka, our traditional way of dancing, to express my feeling about Palestine and Dehesha refugee like myself. Through dabka, I feel I can talk about this issue.
What are the activities with the dance group and what countries have you visited?
The activities teach kids like us to show other kids about our culture and how to have fun. About the travels, we have visited Sweden, Greece, Ireland, Denmark, Norway, the US and other countries in the future.
What are the shows you perform and what does it mean to you?
For sure, anyone who throws stones feel at rest afterward. The same happens with me when I dance dabka. I choose this way to express myself, and I give all of myself to this dance to show people how we feel about our situation. And in this, I feel we are successful.
What are the names of the shows?
We have three shows, Khayma, the tent, Wasiya, the well, and Al-Mu'taqal Al-Siyasi, the political prisoner, and we are preparing new shows.
طبعا مؤسسة إبداع ما توقفت عن العطاء وتقديم الخدمات لأهل المخيم.
Of course, the Ibda Cultural Center doesn't stop giving help to the people of Dehesha camp. It keeps developing to become greater. To know the future of Ibda, we have the co-founder Ziad Abbas, who is also one of the directors of Ibda. We have learned about the current project. Could you describe the future of Ibda?
حاليا احنا في مؤسسة إبداع بنعمل باتجاهين. الاتجاه الاول اثناء عقد دورات خاصة لهم. الاتجاهات الجديدة او المشاريع الجديدة في المؤسسة واللي هو
Right now we are working in two directions. The first one, we are organizing different courses for the youth in different fields. And the other direction, actually, we are working in the media training and offer new skills for them to learn about radio production, TV production. And at the same time, we try as much as possible to invite some experts, the people they have solidarity with the Palestinians, the people they are ready to come to work and to do the training for the Palestinian youths, girls and boys. At the same time, we are doing that for the future. To have a TV production. Some volunteers, they produce some short films with the young children. At the same time, we try to help the youths to have the capacity and to have the skills how they can lead a radio station in Ibda Culture Center. Addition to that, we have other kind of projects like cultural exchange between Palestine, the two sides, Palestinian side 48 in Haifa and Palestinian 67 like Ibda, and different organizations in Italy. In our program, we will arrange festival. It will include activities for youths. And end of June, we will have other kind of festival. It will be in Italy. And the Palestinian, the two sides, we will travel together, try as much as possible to reform and to explain and to show the Italian our culture as a Palestinian people.
زياد عباس مؤسسين فرقة إبداع شكرا لك
زياد عباس co-founder of إبداع thank you very much we are an occupied people even if they succeed in stopping us from moving it will not stop us from dreaming our friend Kifah was shot by Israeli sniper stopping him from continuing as a soccer player with the إبداع team he was not the only one killed by Israelis There are a lot of Palestinians with hopes that are buried alive because there are no associations that support their dreams. Because of that, I wish these hopes were not just support at Ibda, but in all of Palestine. This is Maram Faraj from Ibda Radio 194 in Dehesha Refugee Camp, Palestine.